Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Settle down, Will. I get it. It's the man's mother you're talking about. Huh? Big night for the Anthonys. Huge night for the Anthonys.
I don't think it's overstating it to say that Roman Anthony and his family are here to save the Red Sox season.
We had said it before.
We have about no Roman other choice. Anthony. We're like, oh my God, call this guy up.
Yeah.
Now that he's here and we've met the whole family, what were they waiting for?
I don't know.
What were they doing for the last month plus?
The entire internet was able to creep out the sister, so there's that. You find out about the whole family tree. Will can't take his eyes off the mom. I mean, it was a hell of a night.
Do you want me to save what real life Tom said for grab bag, or do you want me to bring it up here? Probably better in grab bag.
Yeah.
But real life Tom came in.
Oh, yeah.
Squawking about Roman Anthony's sister.
Listen.
I mean, Terp had her whole Instagram ready to go on twitch.tv. /BostonWE. Yeah.
But she became very popular. She was an overnight sensation.
Yeah. So now that we've met the whole family, what were they waiting up for? What were they doing? Not calling him up.
Pisses you off even more, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It bothers me even more.
We could have had two more months of this guy and his family.
I didn't know Anthony existed.
Well, there's multiple Anthonys.
I didn't know any of the three Anthony Anthonys. Let me rephrase.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of them existed. I had no idea. And now they're here, and they are, Keith, spectacular.
They're amazing.
So let's
they sparked a win.
Let's stick with Roman for a moment. Okay. He's a big factor in the win last night.
Yeah, for sure.
He gave him a 2-0 lead with that 2-run double where, you know, I was watching the baseball. Will was all focused on his mom.
Yeah.
But he gives him the 2-0 lead. He makes a sliding catch in the outfield. He makes another nice catch later on in the game. I mean, almost single-handedly, he's the biggest factor, is that fair to say? Giolito pitched well. We haven't really even talked about
Giolito,
him.
No, Giolito, especially coming off the performance that he had before where it couldn't have been any worse. Yeah, no, Giolito was really, really good, especially the bullpen's been so overworked. So for him to go sixth inning, that was great. That was important.
Him and the starting pitcher are the biggest factors in why you win that game yesterday. And it's two games into his career. So his debut was rocky.
Yeah.
He said he looked at home at the plate. Looked poised at the plate, comfortable at the plate.
Yeah,
already in one game had more RBIs than Connor Wong.
Oh, way more than Connor Wong now.
Butchered a play in the outfield, so he gave it, then he taketh away.
Yep.
And then in game two, he's already winning you games in Boston. Already.
But very important change was the uniform number. He now looks like a ball player.
I forgot about this.
He wore 48 like a jackass the first game.
No good.
Switches to 19. Mm-hmm. Looks like a future Hall of Famer now. Mm-hmm. I think look the part, be the part. He did. He's driving the ball the other way. Two runs are scoring. He looks much better in the outfield.
He does.
They also showed that they were teaching him how to field grounders prior to the game.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
Odd. And Maloney pointed this out on the TV broadcast too. He's the top prospect in all of baseball. And then they're like, all right, here's how you field a ground ball.
By the way, do you not know how to field? We're going to teach you. One day, not even your first day on the job. We're going to wait until your second day on the job.
Strange.
To teach you how to field a grounder.
So that,
I didn't care for the kneeling on the towel, is what
you
I
didn't like
care
that.
For.
No. Keep it clean.
Dirty up the uniform.
Yeah, but you're a pro ball player.
Yeah, but
you're on TV.
Exactly. You're a pro ball player, so yeah, get some grass stains on there.
But you want
a little dirt on there.
Yeah, but not like artificial, like, oh, where'd you get those? Oh, practice. You want to save it for the game.
I want a guy who's practicing so hard that he's getting his uniform done.
I don't want, he went like the Patrick Ewing full sweat before the game starts.
Yes.
I don't need that.
I mean, Patrick Ewing, you're really breaking my brain now because I don't want to defend Patrick Ewing, but yes.
Full sweat.
Yeah.
He had a full sweat going. Like, the game hasn't started, Patrick. I don't know what you're doing.
All you did was go through the layup line.
That's
dude.
That's it.
What are you doing?
That's it. What happened to
Why
you?
Are you pouring
sweat? Played a whole game. No, but Roman Anthony has also provided a little spark, I think, for all of us, like anybody watching, listening to the game. This team had been teetering for a while and then just kind of fell apart. I mean, they're still three games under 500, so they're by no means are they fixed.
No.
But you noticed it last night.
Undefeated with the whole Anthony clan in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him wearing 19.
That too.
Undefeated.
Do you want, so,
but I'm saying, like, when he comes to the plate now, isn't it like, oh, there's a guy. Yeah, I gotta watch this whole 48, at bat. I gotta see what's going on.
48, no good.
Oh, stunk.
19, good.
Real nice.
I'm just looking over 19. Fred Lynn wore 19.
Freddie Lynn. He was tweeting about it.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was like, hey, okay. It served me well. Hopefully the same thing for Roman.
Okay, Fred Lynn wore it.
Your guy.
Well, my guy, I did reference this earlier today. Bradley briefly wore it, although he wore a bunch of different numbers. He wore 25, he wore 44, he did wear 19.
What was that about?
I don't know.
A little hot potato.
44 sounds like that's a call-up number, just like 48.
100%.
I don't know why you switched 25 and 19. If anyone should know it, it is me.
Yeah, yeah.
About good friend of the show, Jackie Bradley
Or when
Jr.
he left and then came back, did he have to wear a different one? Because maybe somebody else was wearing 19?
Good question. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Do you have a list of guys?
Yeah, I do. So Fred Lynn was on there. Mike Maddox, who I'm only bringing up because who was the caller the other day who's like,
Dave Allen.
Dave Bush.
Mickey Mantle.
The guy who brought up Dave Bush, that caller, he was like, oh my God, and now he's in Texas and their pitching staff's awesome. No, Mike Maddox is the pitching coach there. He's been the pitching coach there for
like
a long time.
30 years.
It's not even Dave Bush. Yeah. So what are you talking about? 19. Brian Rose, real nice couple of starts for the Red
Brian
Sox.
Brian Rose?
Yeah.
Was he traded for Pedro? Wasn't it Carl Pavano and Brian Rose? No, it was Tony Armas.
Yes.
They kept Rose.
Armas Jr.
Rose was in that group, though. Wasn't
he
in that?
And
that
Pavano.
All right.
Rose. Rolando Araujo, who came up and may come up again.
He was one of the best
in the random baseball
it
player
It won't
of
be
the
him.
Day.
I'll have to change it.
Dante Bichette.
Yeah.
John Burkett. Gabe Kapler.
Dude, I saw a John Burkett game at Fenway Park against the Yankees. It was a big game.
I don't know if I saw a Red Sox-Yankees game. I'm sure I saw
Sick brag, bro.
No big
a John
deal.
Burkett game
fact,
at some point.
Ready to blow your mind?
Sure.
Brian Rose was traded with Jeff Fry and Wayback Wasden for Rolando Araujo, Rich Crozier, and Mike Lansing.
Wow.
The laser.
Nice. Lansing, I don't think, liked it here.
No, I don't think anybody liked him here either.
Oh, that might be it. That might be.
I was not a fan of Mike Lansing.
John Burkett, Gabe Kapler, John Olerud.
Gabe Kapler fill out a uniform.
He would. How about this?
Yeah,
Josh Beckett. You like that?
I did. Well, every other year I did.
Good call.
He was good. Like, I think it was the odd years.
Koji Uehara. I think you were maybe one of the first on Koji Uehara.
I really was
when they signed
him.
Dude,
he was nasty.
You were a big fan.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Before he took over as closer, you liked him as like a seventh inning.
I was like, put him at the end of these games.
Right when they signed him, you were like, they got Koji Uehara. I'm like, he's gonna pitch the seventh inning.
Yeah, I'm glad you remember that.
What do I? I
was very high on Uehara.
Do you remember Hirokazu Sawamura?
Less.
He was here.
I remember him less.
That guy took 85 minutes to throw one pitch.
Yeah, he had to retire when they put in the pitch clock.
Pablo Reyes, who Alex Cora, while he was starting at shortstop, was like, that guy's not a big leaguer.
Yep.
Walk-off Grand Slam, though.
Yep.
Oh, right.
And then Sean Newcomb wore 19 earlier this year before Roman Anthony.
Sean Newcomb, local guy?
So I think, So I think that's made a difference. I think at one game in, he's like 48 ain't right for me.
48's not a baseball number.
19.
Certainly not like a top prospect outfielder number. It's a terrible number. So now he probably feels a lot better in his uniform.
We played this once earlier. I think this is worth hearing a second time. Roman Anthony, when he was in the minor leagues, was asked about the names in his family.
Yeah. Roman's a good name.
And this blew my mind. I heard about this on the broadcast last night, that his father is named Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony.
Which blew my mind, but it turns out it goes way deeper than that. Let's hear this.
What's your dad's name?
Anthony. Yeah, it's like Anthony. Not very creative, but you should see the looks we get at the airport when the family goes on a trip somewhere. It's pretty ridiculous, but our whole family, you know, we got a lot of Johns, a lot of Anthonys, so we didn't really get too creative with it, but my grandfather is also Anthony, so it runs pretty far back.
I absolutely love it. I love how he didn't even just say, like, for the joke, he even, like, says first name, last name.
Yeah.
Because if somebody's like, what's your dad's name? You would just say, like,
Anthony.
His first name. Yeah, his name's Anthony.
Or even he's Tony. Like, you try to dress it up a little bit. You're like, well, my dad's name is Tony.
He's like, no, it's Anthony.
He's a little bit ashamed. He's like, it's not very creative.
No.
It's really embarrassing when we go to the airport.
We're going to find a way to out-Italian you. We're more Italian than you. How? It's Anthony. That's how.
Well, like, my grandfather was Anthony. My father's Anthony.
All right, you win.
My brother's Anthony.
Touché.
Which is just unbelievable.
It's pretty amazing. It's like, it's fantastic. Because I heard him, they said something like, oh, his dad, Tony Anthony. And then you're like, wait a minute.
Hang on.
Back it up.
Beep. Right?
Beep.
Hang on. So what did you say?
That was a treat. And hopefully they go to many, many games. I don't know if they will, but I'll be rooting for it.
How about the place? I heard Lou talking about this morning. How about the place? They were right next to the clubhouse. I heard Roman talking about it after the game. He's like, yeah, I didn't know they were going to be right there.
I would not like that.
I didn't know they were going to be right there. Like, usually walking when they off the field, you're walking right by them. They're right there.
It's weird, I feel like.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't your debut. It was your second game. But even still, normally when a guy's making his debut, they show the family in the crowd, and it's like decent seats, but like, further back.
Yeah. Like Christian Campbell's family in Texas was up in the
I was just
going
to say the same thing. He was like, yeah, he's in the nosebleeds.
Was it
for
Jordan
God's
Love's family? Do you guys remember the game?
No.
I think it was Jordan Love. It was a football
player.
They
were in the last row.
Last row of the stadium. They were in the old crow's nest here for Jordan Love. Like, I think that's our kid down there. I was like, you couldn't get him any other
No, I 100% thought of Christian Campbell.
No, that's weird. That's like
now, that was
right
at least
there.
An away game. Now, these, I think, were John Henry's seats, I think, which he doesn't use.
Yeah.
Like, that guy doesn't need them.
I think the accountant, Ben Affleck, sat there before.
Good call. Yes, I
he
think
he and J-Lo.
Yeah.
She was miserable, though. The first time they were together, they didn't seem very happy. Second time, they seemed happier, although same result. But you remember, they would famously be at games together, and she would just be, like, mad.
Yeah. A lot of baggage. By the time they got back together a second time, it was just too much baggage to overcome.
They did live a lot of life in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just all the same old fights are, they're just right there under the surface. That can't be easy.
Like an Ana de Armas movie pops up, and she's just looking at him, and he's like, I don't.
Was that movie good?
The Ana de Armas one, Deep Water?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Okay, I thought so.
But they fell in love on set, so.
Deep Water?
Yeah. You ever see Deep Water?
The shark movie?
No, it's about, like, what was it, frogs?
I think you're thinking Open Water, Jones.
Oh, you're thinking Open Water. Dude, Open Water is good.
Open Water.
Open Water is actually a legitimate shark movie. It's really good.
Who's in Open Water? That's not the Blake Lively shark movie.
No, that is The Shallows.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too.
No, Open Water is like two people you probably wouldn't know. It's pretty much just two people and a bunch of sharks. A
lot of sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, deep water.
Water full of sharks.
Deep water, not good.
Yeah, no, I think it's The Shallows. The Shallows is the Blake Lively joint.
But I would say Anthony and Roman's mother, I don't think it's a J-Lo Ben situation. They seem very happy together, is what I would say.
Yeah.
And they're here to save the Red Sox season. We talked about this earlier. I am annoyed they're not going to play Anthony against lefties, him or Meyer.
This is a mistake. And I think if the team was as good as everybody thought they were going to be, and they're not, through 60-plus games, you could understand and be like, hey, we're still we want to develop these guys. These guys are going to help, but we're trying to win the whole thing. It was sort of like in 2013, right? Like Bogaerts was playing third base, and you knew he wasn't going to be a third baseman, but you're like, this is what we're doing right now. And then we're doing what's best for the team, not necessarily what's best for all the young players. Your team stinks. The one benefit to that should be Campbell, Meyer, Anthony, play every day, play a position every day. And they're not even doing that. And that's kind of unfortunate because at some point, those guys are going to have to hit lefties. Like, they're not coming out of the lineup at some point. So why not start that process now? Even if it's ugly for a little bit, even if you look up and you're like, man, 0 for 18 against, you know, lefties. Okay, figure it out.
Also, Roman Anthony mashed lefties in Worcester.
Yeah.
Mashed them. Now, the excuse I've heard, Cora made it before the game yesterday. I heard Lou say it on one of the broadcasts recently, and he reiterated this morning with Greg. It's like, well, there's no quality lefties in the minors because they all get promoted super fast.
Yeah, okay.
Which I get.
No,
but it's
I get it.
So he's not used to facing quality lefties and high-level lefties because they all zoom through the minors and none of them are in AAA, and if you're any good, you're in the major leagues. Okay, I get that. Now, how are you ever going to learn to hit them?
You didn't see them
in AAA.
Right.
Now you're here and they're here, and you can face them and learn something and learn how to hit off of them, and now you sit against them? That to me doesn't make any sense. The way to learn, I would think, to hit off those guys would be to actually face them. So I didn't like pinch hitting for Meyer the other night. It worked. Romy Gonzalez tied up the game. Alex Cora got a lot of credit for pushing the right buttons. I didn't like it. It did work. But I at least got that one. That's a high leverage lefty reliever coming into the game. They eventually did the same in Roman Anthony's debut in extra innings. Lefty reliever in a big spot with a guy on base. Okay. Let's get a righty in the game. Like, at some point, I get it. Every time there's a lefty starter, you're not going to get him in there?
No, I don't like that.
How many lefties are they facing in the Yankees series?
Three?
So are they?
Is it all three?
I don't know.
Actually,
just,
no, not for real. It might be.
Well, they're definitely getting...
Freed.
Thank you. They're definitely getting Max Fried.
Fried's
been awesome.
Been filthy. He actually has, I think, better Cy Young odds than even Crochet does right now.
Well, I think, is he 9-1 or something like that?
He's been
okay,
filthy.
Rodon is a lefty who they just hit around.
Ryan...
is Yarborough a lefty? Yarborough's a lefty. Lefty, yeah, lefty, lefty.
So they're not going to play in the Yankee series?
So Anthony and Meyer, hey, thanks, guys. Hopefully a righty reliever comes into the game. Don't even bother showing up to
like 70 miles an hour. You can't put them out there for that.
No, and then
it's
like,
at home against the Yankees and you're not going to play them?
Right.
But then what are you going to play them when it's – if they go into the bullpen in like the sixth inning? Are they going to come in then? Like, I'll just let them play the whole game.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
like,
look.
Rob Raffsteiner – so I'll give you this. Rob Raffsteiner does hit lefties great. Like, he's great at it.
And Romy Gonzalez is doing it right now too. So, again, if you want to pinch hit for them, fine. And I guess they don't need to start all three games against the Yankees, but they should be starting in some of these games.
Yeah.
Especially Friday. Like you said, if Yarborough is going to be soft tossing from the left side, let those guys in there.
Well, like you said, like, all right, sit against Fried.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sit against Fried, play the other guys.
Fried's been unbelievable. Play the righties in there. Carrabas, by the way, and this might be better, not just, you know, long-term development. It could make your team better by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Carrabas doesn't like it either. He says, I hate Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer won't be getting opportunities early on against lefties. Hate it. It's a developmental year. Let them develop.
I 100% agree. So if you start next year,
but
do they play lefties or no?
Well, yeah, you want them ready for next year for sure. They should be developing, but I'm not even making the case like blow off the year and let these guys develop and wins and losses right now don't matter. I'm not even saying that. I think these guys can help this year.
Yeah.
Get them on the field. They're here for a reason.
We'll never know.
They still don't let Willier hit lefties, so.
Okay, but that's different. That's not.
But it's been over a year,
okay.
And they still won't let him do it.
But that's not the same caliber of
prospect.
No, it's
not the same caliber of player, but that's their plan. But,
no, but even when he was hot, they
it.
Would take him out. Like even when he was somewhat hot and hitting higher in the order earlier in the year, they'd pinch hit for him.
But didn't in the clubhouse, didn't Cora bring him in against the lefty when he was going through his grandmother?
He left him in and he hit a home run.
Is that
Believe
what it was?
It or not, lefty-lefty, he hit a home run.
No. He pinch hit for him. He took Tyler O'Neill out. Because I remember there's that line where he's like, I'll tell you about that later. And Tyler O'Neill's like, why am I coming out of the game?
In the hell is going on?
Yeah. And then it worked. But no, I think that was much more because of what was going on in his life.
Yeah, and it's an exception to the rule, right? They largely don't let Abreu do it. But I would just say, whatever, Willier Abreu, nice player. These guys are the future of your franchise. Like, I just think that's different.
Yeah.
And... yeah, it's annoying. It's bothersome. And this series against the Yankees, great point, Nick. It's like, okay, they're going to go in. They're going to face the Yankees, three straight lefties. So what? These guys don't play.
We're not going to
see them in potentially a massively pivotal series. The guys you called up.
You're going to sit for the weekend against the Yankees?
You called them up against your will. You waited for injuries to happen. You probably don't really even deep down want them here in the first place. But now they're here. You're not going to play them against the Yankees. Stupid.
I don't care for it.
Stupid. Yep. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got the manager, Alex Cora, live at Fenway Park here today. So stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour. A lot of material, I would say, for the clip du jour today. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Egg. Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. NBA Finals, Game 3 tonight in Indiana. Pacers, Thunder, tied at a game apiece. The official Rich Keefe Sportsbook Rhode Island pick of the week.
Oh, I saw this.
It is Pacers +5.
Okay, just keep it within two possessions. Yep.
Tyrese Halliburton over 17.5 points.
Stealing.
And Tyrese Halliburton over 8.5 assists.
Stealing.
Seems like another win.
The most difficult leg there is the +5.
Yeah,
but
it is.
That place is going to be loud.
I think I'm taking the Pacers in this one.
Money line?
Yeah.
Really?
That's not the official pick of the week. I'm giving myself a little wiggle room here with the plus five. But I think the Pacers win tonight.
Oh, I do not. But
you think they get smoked?
No, I don't think they get smoked. I think plus five is probably the smarter bet because I'd imagine, without even looking at it, I'd imagine a lot of money's on OKC. Maybe I have that wrong.
Could be a close game. They play close games.
But no, I think that's probably the smarter bet. But I think OKC is... I thought this was going to be a five-game series, so I think that could still happen.
Place is going to be insane, though.
Indiana's
going to be wild.
And I bet Indiana starts out on fire for sure.
And if Halliburton's dad's there, look out.
There's always a threat of violence.
Look out, Thunder. Yeah.
Grab bag.
Stanley Cup Game 4 is tomorrow night. So we'll have to wait, but it's obviously good that they are staggered. So it was nothing last night, but you get tonight hoops, tomorrow a little hockey, see if Brad Marchand can continue his goal streak. And,
I was going to say, maybe we should save this for tomorrow's
win
grab
a Conn Smythe.
Bag, does he score again? Probably.
Kind of have to say yes at this point.
And what do the Conn Smythe odds go to if the Panthers win and if he does? Honestly, just if the Panthers win, the Conn Smythe odds probably continue to drop.
Unless like Sam Bennett has a great game.
Well, true.
You know, or like Bobrovsky gets a shutout. Those would be the two guys on his team I think he'd be competing with, right? Definitely Bennett.
Is Tkachuk not in the mix? You read all the numbers yesterday. I couldn't remember who was in front of him.
Well, Connor McDavid was.
No, but from Florida. Sorry.
I think that might have been it. I mean, Marchand was like fifth to begin with, and then he like jumped.
If they go up 3-1 and he scores another goal or has a couple assists even?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look out.
Anybody who took it at plus 2,000 when Keith highlighted it.
Feeling pretty good.
Real buying opportunity.
Bennett, Bobrovsky, then Marchand.
Yep.
Say,
how about that?
There you go.
All right, Rich, here we go. Background music, gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
All right, Jaylen Brown underwent successful right knee arthroscopic debridement procedure. He is expected to participate in training camp without limitation. That was according to the Boston Celtics.
Okay, two things. Knee debridement.
Yeah, what do you got there?
AI overview.
My guy
Gemini.
Oh, no.
Also known as arthroscopic debridement.
Okay.
Is a surgical procedure that removes damaged cartilage and tissue from the knee joint arthroscopically. So they've taken out some cartilage.
I like how it used the word in the definition, which very much
doesn't help.
Gemini.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gemini.
Are you hating on that?
Hating on Gemini.
You're hating on Dr. Gemini?
You can't.
He went from an American Gladiator to a doctor.
That's true.
How are you going to hate on him?
That's legit.
Meanwhile, hang on. Stool Greeny.
He said they just won the title.
No, he's doing a whole thing about how actually the Celtics were super banged up, and that's why they lost to the Knicks.
Yeah, that's definitely
right. He's playing through an injury and all this.
That's what everybody was saying after game six, and you're like, wait, in game five, Jaylen Brown had the same injury and couldn't have played better.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, yeah, but he's hurt. That's why they lost.
No, he didn't have it every single night, and they were down 3-1 with Tatum.
Injury, not an excuse.
But sure, go ahead and make the excuses.
I mean, next year, sure. I'll give you next year.
Yeah.
Next year when they lose in the first or second round and you're like, well, they didn't have Tatum, I'd be like, you're right.
Yo, you know what?
They didn't have Tatum.
I'll give you that
all
one.
Year long.
That one's fair.
This year, no. They were down 3-1 before Tatum went down.
But it sounds like he'll be ready for training
camp.
Good. No harm.
Good. Oh,
yeah.
Grab bag.
Right. U.S. Open tomorrow, Jones. This is the U.S. Open golf.
Yeah,
you're a big tennis guy.
Don't get them confused.
No, I'm not trying to do that for you.
No.
You excited about this?
That's end of the summer. I am.
Fired up about this?
I like the majors. I like betting the majors. I plunked down on John Rahm to win.
Oh, John Rahm had not bad. I heard them talking about it this morning. Shine was talking about it, and they had Kostos on.
Scheffler, yeah, I heard this as well.
Scheffler's like a huge favorite.
Scheffler's a heavy favorite. I think Kostos actually called it, it's like Tiger Woods odds. Like when Tiger Woods was in his prime.
Yeah.
These are like the kind of odds.
It was like Tiger versus the field. We'd have that discussion.
So I'm not betting Scheffler. There's not enough there to wet my beak. I bet Rahm to win.
Yeah.
Based off Kostos, I bet Harris English.
Harris English?
To go top 10. He said some people whose opinion he trusts have taken Harris English to win at like plus 800. I wasn't going to do that.
It's juicy, though.
But I got in there for a top 10. Yeah. So, no, I'm excited
You're
for
excited
it.
You're excited for
yeah,
it.
Pokemon, yeah.
Right. Yes!
Grab bag.
There is a new documentary coming to Netflix, new sports documentary coming to Netflix about America's team. No, not the Patriots. It would be the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Still good.
So this will be out on August 19th. And I'm not sure what I feel about it. It's called America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys.
Okay. So is this about Jerry Jones or is this about the Cowboys?
So it says it's the definitive story of Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I want a Cowboys story that has some Jerry Jones in it, not a Jerry Jones story with some Cowboys in it.
So the poster for the documentary has obviously the Dallas Star, and then it has Jerry Jones with sunglasses on looking pretty menacing. And
kind of looming over everything,
looming
right?
very much in the center of the photo. But then there's four players with their backs turned in, that you see: Emmitt Smith, Deion Sanders, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin.
Oh, so yeah, I like that.
So that's prominent. I don't know. I think if Jerry Jones is in it quite a bit, it might
bad kinda, sign.
Yeah, probably a bad sign. Or it might be cool. Maybe like there's some good footage and stuff, but probably goes away from some of the maybe controversy. If he's not in it, that means it's like the Vince McMahon one where they just go after him.
Good.
So we'll see.
No, I'd like that. The Jeff Pearlman Boys Will Be Boys book.
It could
be great.
Like that.
So yeah. Who's behind it? Do you know who's behind this documentary? Like, what's the company that you were watching the shooting guards and all these that can be hit or miss?
So this is...
Is it them?
It's not called Untold.
Okay, that's
series.
That's one of them.
This
Sorry,
just says a Netflix sports series, America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys, The Cowboys You Know and The Truth You Don't. Ooh.
Right, well, The Truth We Don't. That's promised. That's promising.
Okay.
All right, you sold me a little.
All right, we'll see.
Nice.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag
to get ourselves a treat.
All right, Jones, Red Sox wrap up the series with the Rays tonight, 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame here on WEEI. Walker Buehler on the mound. Confidence level in tonight's game?
Very low.
Yeah.
Who's pitching for Tampa?
Is
it a lefty?
No,
we
righty.
Skip right.
It's
over
a righty.
That. We were looking at the Yankees series.
It is Zach Littell.
Yes.
He's a right-hander. He's kind of a hoss.
Not to be confused with Littlefoot.
Kind of a hoss. No, not Littlefoot.
Littell Foot.
No, yeah.
It's not, his nickname.
It's not that.
Kind of a hoss. Yeah, no, I don't feel good about the Red Sox in general. And then now that I...
Although Roman Anthony.
Well, I do feel good about that. Is his family there?
All right, let's hope
so. What number is he wearing?
19 still, I would assume.
You hope? I mean, he changed it already after one game.
What if he just keeps changing it? Like, you can't do that.
Number chameleon.
You've got to stop.
Yeah, but Walker Buehler, I don't feel great about that, no.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Now, we probably should settle on this. We were talking about Rays earlier today.
Oh, yeah, a Ray Mount Rushmore.
Well, a Mount Raymore.
Right.
As many would call it.
Uh-huh.
Have you decided in your head the final four Rays?
I've decided Ray J has to be in there.
Ray J?
Yeah, has to be.
I would say Rey Mysterio
has to be. The Kardashian Empire. Yeah, has to be in there.
Rey Mysterio has to be. One of the great luchadors of all time.
All right, Rey Mysterio, Ray J.
Ray J, I don't love.
We keep really not paying attention to. We keep getting that one over and over again. He probably deserves to be in there.
Okay.
I thought Ray Lucas was a good pull. I wouldn't put him in the Ray Mount Rushmore, but I thought that was a good pull.
Lana Del Rey, pretty good.
Lana Del Rey should be probably in there. You didn't like Ray Kwan the Chef.
No, I think that one's trying too hard.
Okay.
And then maybe Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
Sure. Ray Charles. We had Ray Charles earlier.
See, now we have too many. We have too many. We have too many Rays.
What do you want to punt out?
I don't want Ray J in there. You want Ray J in there?
That's what Kim Kardashian said.
Oh,
I just...
Jeez.
We're taking Ray J out?
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Well, there's no easy way to segue to this, but Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys is dead. He was 82 years old and passed away. One of the all-time music legends. Brian Wilson, you would say?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. I was not personally the biggest Beach Boys fan, but I respect...
Well, no, they were a little before our time.
I respect the contributions to music, recording, things like this, Pet Sounds. I get all that.
They had all heaters.
Do you think Greg does the audio? Because I found it informative when he did the audio...
Eulogy.
Thank you. I was going to call it obituary. I knew that wasn't what it is. I mean, audio eulogy to Sly Stone earlier this week. I'd imagine Brian Wilson gets that treatment, right?
I would think so.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, legend. Yeah.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
a great late entry to the Ray Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Ray Gunn, the breakdancer from the Olympics.
Ray Gunn.
Ray Gunn.
Yeah, good one.
That's a pretty good one.
All right, do we have a new daily question in the grab bag yet?
No, we don't.
So we famously were asking, is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent? And for months, he was a free agent.
Yeah,
he wasn't.
That was a strong bit.
For one day, we asked the question, has Roman Anthony been called up? He has since been called up.
One
so
of the
out.
Shorter bits in radio history.
Now, we've gotten a lot of suggestions. Uh-huh. Here were just some that I got. Keith at WEEI.com.
Okay.
Are the Red Sox over 500 yet?
No.
Does Connor Wong have an RBI yet?
No.
Has Rafael Devers picked up a glove yet?
No.
Is Bill Belichick still the head coach of North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. So those are some of the options that we had gotten. You got a new one from...
Real Life Tom in the
college
other room
Tom.
Came in and he said, yeah, am I dating Leah Anthony yet?
No.
No.
No. Not that we know of.
That's a good daily bit. Well, I could go on for... however long this show goes on.
So there's definitely a few that we could choose from.
Okay.
But that's what we got right now.
Because some came in the mail today.
Yeah. Grab bag.
Got it!
Yeah, clean some of these up. Let's get some of them. Let's get some of them out of here.
Spring cleaning?
Is what I think we got to do.
Okay.
But Jones, Red Sox won last night, so you know what that means. Hogdale, call the night.
Great.
Knowledge
oh, my God,
that.
Story.
What, TSN!
Deep? Oh, my, get the out! Let's, dude, he annihilated that one! Holy TS10! He's never been doubted once, ever! Nope. It's a 3-1 ball game, Sox lead by two! Oh, he backflipped the out of that one, too. Holy
watch your profanity.
It's easy.
Oof.
He was working with Carrabas there. Carrabas joined the Hogcast.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
Now, look. Good move by Hog to get the rocket on his stream
right.
there.
Yeah, why
good
not?
Move.
Yeah,
like, right you know, now. You want to get, but and no, there's no offense to Jared.
Right.
I think Hog works better by himself.
Yeah, I think one of the charms of the Hogcast is he is both play-by-play and caller. He is Vin Scully doing these games.
I think he's a little stronger on his own, but credit, good job by Jared going on there, going on there with our pal Hogdale.
For sure.
But yeah, I think he works a little stronger solo.
Yeah, all mm-hmm. right. Like a little cleaner version of that is what I'd like.
Blows your hair back?
That was an SD. Standard.
Wait, you don't like the one where it's being recorded off their phone?
No, I don't. But that's fine. I appreciate all the submissions. All right, who was the best baseball performer from last night?
Nice.
Was it Ian Happ?
Nope.
2 for 3, 2 home runs?
Nope.
3 RBI, 3 runs scored?
Not my best baseball player.
Was it Evan Carter?
Nope.
3 for 5, a dong, 3 RBI, and he scored 4 runs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do like that, but no.
Was it Alec Thomas?
Who's Alec?
Alec.
Okay. Just checking.
With a K at the end.
Mm-hmm.
3 for 3. Never got him out. Home run. 4 runs scored and a steal.
I'm not done. It's not a yes. It's not a no.
Dylan Cease and desist. 7 shutout innings with 11 Ks.
I do like that.
He did walk 5.
4.
Andrew Abbott.
Complete
game shutout for the Cincinnati Reds with 5 Ks.
Real nice line for Andrew Abbott. I was kind of waiting for another name, but I didn't hear it.
Jose?
No,
Soriano?
I was kind of thinking Max Fried.
No,
but okay, he's not on there.
Not on the list.
So,
what did he do?
Now I got,
he didn't do anything.
Another win.
Yeah, but he didn't go complete game shutout, did he?
9 wins.
Did he punch out 11 like Cease? Did he punch out 12 like Jose Soriano?
I think I'm going Andrew Abbott. It was a 3-hitter, right? I believe it was a 3-hitter.
Yeah.
Put me down for Andrew Abbott.
For the Reds? Mm-hmm. It was a big win for the Reds.
Big Reds guy.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, here we go. It is a former Ray who also played for the A's, Pirates, Braves, Angels, Tigers, Marlins, Phillies.
Okay.
Wore a lot of hats, this guy.
Sure. What position?
Wore a lot of hats.
Give me a position.
Wore a lot of numbers.
Fresh in my head.
Outfielder.
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 Okay.
One-time All-Star.
Devil Ray or Ray?
Ray.
Okay.
Wow.
And he was an All-Star with the Ray. He had one All-Star appearance.
Is it Ben Grieve? We've had Ben Grieve.
It's not Ben Grieve.
Austin Meadows?
It's not Austin Meadows.
Good one.
Nick was confident with Austin Meadows.
Well, because you hired Pirates in there, too.
He came in hot.
I did. Had a lot of teams in there.
Too many teams to keep track of, honestly. I'm just thinking of outfielders.
Career high single season was 25 bombs.
Okay.
Not great. His all-star year, he had 19. Career high 13 steals. So he wasn't really a steal guy. Wasn't really a home run guy. But he played for 14 years. With a lot of teams.
Year in team as an all-star?
Year in team. Rays in 2011.
11.
He broke into the majors in 2008. His last game was 2021. So he's a newer, younger, random baseball player.
Not BJ Upton.
Twitch chat has it.
They already have it?
Twitch chat has it.
Not BJ Upton?
It's not BJ Upton. Text line's still firing in Rays.
I know
Ray Finkel, Ray Stantz, Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
Is this guy's first name Ray?
I know it's not Randy Wynn.
I should have had a Ray, but no, it's not a Ray. It's not a Ray. Not Randy Wynn. He was, how about this?
Yeah.
He would hit from the left side, but he'd throw it in from the right.
All right. No, that's useful.
Yeah.
Good.
Lefty stick, righty arm.
Bill? I got nothing.
He was also.
I still think it's Austin Meadows.
I broke and looked.
It's Austin Meadows. No, it's not Austin Meadows.
I don't know. Is it Matt Joyce?
He got it.
I wouldn't have got that. That one I wouldn't have got. Twitch
chat. It is Matt Joyce.
Twitch chat, congratulations. I wasn't getting that.
Well, he was famously traded early on. He was like a Tigers top prospect. Then he got traded to the Rays for Edwin Jackson. And that was supposed to be like a big deal.
Speaking of guys who played for 20 teams.
He played for every team.
Edwin
Jackson. He's cheat code in the Daily Grid game.
Yeah,
that grid.
You're
like, Edwin Jackson? Like, yeah.
Yeah, he played for everybody.
You got it.
Yep. There you go, Matt Joyce. Congratulations, sir. You are the random baseball player of the day.
I need a ruling on this just to give full credit to Dice on the text line. He said Joyce something Joyce.
That counts.
That counts? You'll give him
that? Jeopardy rules. You had his last name.
You don't need
win.
Full name, last name? Okay, good. Good to know.
His nickname was Sweet Swingin'.
Sweet Swingin' Matt Joyce?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
Pretty good. So there you go. That's the random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Alex Cora going to join WEEI Afternoons. We'll check in with them, see what they have, and we'll get to the clip du jour.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
Oh, Little Danzig, you could put him in your pocket. This was a little dude. He packed a punch, though.
Did he?
He's like Muggsy Bogues' height. They're like staring at each other, Spider-Man meme. Doesn't sound it there, though.
Nope. No, he's belting it out.
No height on that voice.
Mm-mm.
Man, Danzig was good. All right, well, Jones.
5'3".
5'3".
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, like Muggsy Bogues.
5'3"?
Yes. He sounds like he's 8'3".
I wish he was 5'3".
Dude, he's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Littlefoot.
And he's still killing the game. Danzig is.
Wow.
Glenn Danzig. All right. Clip du jour time. You ready for that?
Yeah, that sounds great. What's the clip du jour again?
I'm obviously so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we were talking about how Roman Anthony has taken over the Red Sox, but the Anthony family has taken over Boston.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
All right, Will, calm down, would you? Jeez.
Nice.
It's a big moment for everybody.
Nice.
Would you chill out?
Get in line, Will.
Yeah.
Turned into Brent Musburger there for a minute.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
My word.
I actually can, Will. I'm focused on the beautiful game of baseball and watching these prospects come up and hit. That's what I'm focused on. The guys that are out there on the diamond.
Perusing TMZ, Red Sox rookie Roman Anthony's sister steals the spotlight at the game. Now, I was unaware of this. This
you didn't notice?
This is something that I did not happen to pay any mind to whatsoever.
Yeah, that would be his sister, Leah Anthony.
Now, I've not seen any of these. This is for work reasons only.
Yeah, right.
I think Terp's done a good job with work research here.
Yep.
Identifying some of her photos.
I also have it on good authority that Bill Belichick just subscribed to the Nessun app. I think Bill's going to be sniffing around Fenway Park.
Jordan's going through the credit card statement, and she's
what's
like,
this?
Wait a minute, what's this Nesson 360?
Yeah, I just love the Sox now. I watch all the Sox games.
I watch the Sox. I watch Charlie Moore.
She's probably the same age
as Jordan.
I can't
wait to watch the Bruins. She.
I don't know. With
well,
the age
question.
Is unknown. I'm not going to.
I'm not talking about this.
Yeah. See, I'm with Will. Yeah. I'm more of the, look at the mom. Let's check out the moms. I don't know what age that is. Now, it's different for everybody. Clearly, Belichick has different rules than I do.
Yeah, Bill does.
But I feel like once you hit 30, you're like, you're looking around. And I noticed it one year, I think, during the NBA draft or the NFL draft.
Yeah.
No, where you're like, you're old enough now where you're looking
at child.
You're looking at the moms and not the girlfriends. Yeah. Right? You're like, oh, the mom, look at the mom over here, because you're more our age.
Uh-huh.
The girlfriends is like, what are we doing? Lock me up.
At whatever age Will is, he's there.
Yeah, he gets it.
Yeah, he gets
it. No, I'm on his side here.
Although, get in line, Will, as Billy said.
But what a fun night at the ballpark. Hopefully they can duplicate that tonight.
Again, what were the Red Sox waiting for? Like, what a fun family.
I don't know what they were waiting for.
How many questions do you think Afternoons asked Cora about the Anthony family?
Six?
Should be the whole interview, I think.
Seven!
The whole thing. Have you met Anthony? What about the other Anthony?
Who's your favorite Anthony?
Out of the three,
yeah.
Power rank the Anthony's.
Now do we Mount Rushmore Anthony's?
Yeah. Well stay tuned for tomorrow, Nick.
Tomorrow, please.
We're running out of show.
Let's not
Anthony
use up
Edwards.
All our material for tomorrow, please.
Anthony Cumia from Opie and Anthony.
The crossover today would have been brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Visit the Nines this Father's
Anthony
Day weekend.
Hopkins.
You can take Anthony and Anthony to the Nines this weekend for a great lineup of menu specials. Dad's going to love the new Bourbon Onion Burger. Nice. A juicy 18-ounce T-bone steak or their famous colossal lobster rolls. You got to love the Nines.
Anthony Tolliver.
Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Y'all got Hart.
Anthony Peeler.
Y'all got Fitzy. Y'all got Ted. And you got Alex Cora, manager of the Red Sox. Stay tuned.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.